This is Paddy Faulkner interviewing Mark Robson. What role have you played for the circus?
Oh, God. Lots of roles. I'm a trustee of the circus, so on the board of directors. And before it was a charity, I was on the management committee. I've performed with the circus. I've been an assistant producer. I've done production stuff. I've done pyrotechnics for them. Organised cabarets. Lots and lots.
Would you describe yourself as a lazy person?
Yes, I actually do, yes. Oh, I've forgotten one. I take lots of photos for the circus as well.
So which shows did you work on?
I've been involved in the circus since... Well, I did the finale for Ortageddon. And then I've been more involved with the circus since the very first Immortal, which was the one before the... which was the one before the professional tour of Immortal.
So how did you get involved with the circus?
I was running at a juggling club in Cardiff and people started paying us to do circus stuff out and about. So there was a little group of us that were doing shows and things. And we used to organise like Renegade Nights, and the No Fit State crowd used to come along to those. So I started knowing the people. And then they did the thing with the Welsh National Opera. Was it Cinderella? It wasn't Cinderella, was it? It was, can't remember what it was called. Anyway, they did the thing with the Welsh National Opera. And the guy I used to perform with, he went and did that. And then they did Ortageddon. And the people I was doing stuff with got involved in that. And they asked me if I would go and blow two cars up. And I was like, yeah, I'll totally come and blow two cars up. So I organised all the pyros for the end of the Ortageddon show. And we, I was doing it with a guy called Ross. And Ross welded up two cars into an A-frame. And I loaded it with pyros because I'd been on some pyro courses. And we blew up two cars 5 nights in a row. It was good fun. First night, fire brigade turned up because half of Grangetown phoned up saying that a warehouse had exploded. So, yeah.
What was your experience of working with the company? There's an open question for you.
That was my first experience, the blowing two cars up, which was mental and fun. And, you know, and then I didn't do anything with them for a bit. But was around, and I went to the workshops where people were, we were just training and stuff. And then I organised the British Juggling Convention with Ali, and after that they asked me to join the board. So I joined the board, and then from then on I was more involved in the show. So I got involved in the community Immortal and did an acro piece in that. And then I helped organise the Splot on the Landscape shows with Ali, as one of the core team organising it, and organised community pieces in that within those shows as well. I've been involved in doing the website, and that led on to me taking lots of photos of the company, and so that we'd have photos on the website, and they've been used for posters and publicity and all sorts of stuff ever since.
You've been on tour with them?
I've been on tour with the outdoor shows, so I've been on which are shorter periods or kind of just weekend type things. So I've done that whilst having a full-time job, so I've done that in my leave from the full-time job, and been on tour with Part Life and with Barricade and Open House last year, turning up to like Barricade. I did the pyrotechnics on Part Life. I was like an assistant producer for Ali and organising all the fire stuff in the show. Bits and pieces.
Why do you think the circus is so popular?
This circus or circus in general?
No Fit State.
I think it's like a family. I think it draws you in, and it has good and bad. Like a family, it has good and bad. So you get the bits that don't work and the bits that do. But I think basically, once you're drawn in, it don't let you go. So you don't have any choice about being part of it. And it's one, you know, it's one of those things. Circus in general, I think, is one of those things that people buy into big time. You see it in lots of stuff that people get into it. They get really involved, and because it's very accepting, it's a massive group of people that are very accepting of you and of everything, and really supportive. And so it's, you know, it really draws you in.
What's your favourite memory, if you have one?
I've got lots of odd ones, which are all quite negative, like breaking down on the M25 by Heathrow with Ali and Fatina, and there were other people in the car, but I'm not certain who, being sat on the inside of the M25 with a broken car, waiting on our way to Belgium to join up with Taboo and things like that. Strange. We overcame. We got there. You know, it was all good. I guess I've got two kind of top memories. One of them would be being in Edinburgh and seeing a bus go past with one of my photos on the side of the bus. That's a pretty cool moment, I have to say. I was well happy. And then I spent the rest of the time in Edinburgh just spotting buses with my photos on, which was great. And then the other one was when we did the very first Immortal, which was the big community one in Bute Park, behind the castle in the sunken garden bit. I was doing it as part of the community, not as one of the professionals, and to do it you had to have commit to being around a certain amount of time and a certain number of days and all that kind of stuff. And I was going through not particularly good point in my life, as in I was splitting up with my wife, we were selling our house because we were buying two other houses because we were splitting up, my dog died, my dog was ill and I had to go and have my dog put down, and all this shit was going on, and I was just like, I can't meet the requirements of being, so I'd been involved in the run up to it, and then in, you know, quite close to the show, I was like, look, I can't turn up for all the times that you've told me I've got to turn up because there's all this other shit going on. And they wouldn't let me step out, so I ended up in the show. Even though I tried to get out of being in the show, they were like, no, it's fine, we'll work around you, we understand. And so they were really supportive, and I ended up doing the show. You know, it was only a little bit in it because I was part of a community group, so I was supporting the guys that I taught acro, so I taught them the routine. And they wouldn't let me step out, even though, according to all the rules, I shouldn't have been allowed to carry on doing it. And, you know, and then my parents got to come and see the show, and, you know. So, bad time, but circus with that, supportive circus, and even though I shouldn't have been allowed to do it, they wouldn't let me walk away. And it was the best thing to do for me at the time. So
I've got one more question to ask.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask one of mine.
Okay.
Knowing your sense of humour.
Okay.
What's made you laugh the most over the years?
But apart from you. I don't know. I couldn't answer that one. Lots of things. Lots of mental ridiculousness stuff, you know. It's all the behind the scenes stuff that is the bit that gets me, and the people, you know, sitting in bars after a show, drinking, talking with people. Ron has made me laugh a lot, you know. I couldn't put a specific thing down.
And what are you doing now?
In connection with the circus, I'm assuming.
It's not that specific.
Okay. I'm trying to get my work to allow me to go part-time so I can spend more time working with the circus is the main thing I'm doing now. I'm about to go off with Open House as their production manager, kind of production manager. it's kind of shared between some of us, so I'm doing parts of it, and photographer, so documenting it, like when we're actually in on site doing the shows and stuff.
It's,
so.
It's quite a new venture, open house, isn't it? How does it differ from the main show?
So we have the show that goes out in the tent, which this year is called Bianco, and is a touring professional show that goes out in the tent. Open house is a smaller group of, well, slightly smaller group of performers with a smaller support network around it. Doesn't have a tent, so it's an outdoor show, and basically we turn up in a city and take over the town square, city centre, a pedestrianised street or something, and do a mixture of like show and community engagement. So there'll be like an ensemble community show to start with the professionals, and then that leads into community workshops where anybody on the street can join in and have a go, and we actively encourage the adults to join in as much as the kids. And then it finishes off with more professional show, so you get a bit of a full-on show, and you get community engagement as well, and it happens just for the weekend. So whereas, because of the logistics and the size of the tent show, it tends to turn up and be there for a couple of weeks, 3 weeks. This is turns up for the weekend, so it's more intermittent. Although we're doing like every weekend throughout the summer.
Mark, that's brilliant. I really enjoyed hearing your stories. I want to add one on the end, another question, is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine.
In 10 words or less, what's it like working with Ali?
Amazing, challenging. Yeah, those are good words. Amazing and challenging, you know. It's fun, it's mental, it's supportive, it's hard, you know. I think I've probably got close to 10 now.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot. I enjoyed that immensely.
No problem.